The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I always look forward to my time with Dr. Kerry Gerges from Back Pain Relief, Ohio. Dr. Gerges, it is once again a delight, privilege, and an honor to have you on the program today. How are you today?
I'm doing great, my friend. It's always a pleasure to be with you and talk to your audience. It was just a wonderful time to spend with you.
Well, hey, I've got to ask you a question. I was in your office the other day getting a treatment, and I met a wonderful gentleman out in the lobby. He approached me. Evidently, he recognized my voice or whatever, came up to me and said, hey, are you Bob Burney? And I said, yes. And he says, I got to tell you a little bit about my story. He began telling me the story. He had been through two very serious cancers and so on. And then he began experiencing many years ago some very serious neck issues that caused him enormous pain, discomfort, couldn't sleep, and so forth. And then he said this, Dr. Gerges. He said, I went to two traditional chiropractors, and I got no help at all until I came to see Dr. Gerges. Now, I'm not expecting you to criticize other chiropractors or anything like that, and I know that you wouldn't, but what sets you apart? This man went to two other traditional chiropractors, got no help, and he said, I am almost back to normal. And, I mean, his face just lit up when he said, I'm almost back to normal for the first time in years. What sets you apart?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I know exactly who you're talking about. And the issue is not that chiropractic treatment is not effective or helpful. It has its place. Obviously, I'm a chiropractor and I've adjusted people all my career since I finished school. But the chiropractic adjustment is only a temporary solution to give the person a little bit of relief because you manipulate the segment that is causing the stress, and then you restore the mobility of it, and the person would feel better, but temporarily. But really, the issue in a situation like his and many others is not really an alignment issue. It's a disc degeneration or disc bulging, disc herniation, all this deterioration of the disc, which causes the compression and force that is exerted on the nerves and the nerve spinal cord or the nerve roots coming out of the spine, either the right side, left side. The pressure from that bulge or the degeneration, it causes the pain. So the manipulation is not enough. It's not going to fix or restore to health the disc that is damaged.
Can I stop you just for a moment, please? Yeah. Forgive me for intruding, but Dr. Gerges, I have known chiropractors my entire adult life. I have enjoyed the benefits of chiropractic care for many, many years. But Dr. Gerges, you are the first one that I've ever heard say, chiropractic is good, it's wonderful, but it's temporary. And it's true, but you're the only one I've ever heard say that.
Well, it is true because it's from visit to visit, from an episode to episode. But really, if the disc is damaged or there's a disc herniation, disc bulging, and it's pressing on a nerve, there's no chiropractic adjustment that's going to restore the function of that damaged disc.
Wow.
The only way to have to fix that problem or try to restore it to health as best as possible is the treatment that is created by the medical doctor, Dr. Alan Dyer, which is a decompression therapy. He's the one that got it cleared by the FDA and did all the research and documentation to show that. And the equipment that we have is exactly the equipment that he created. And the purpose of that equipment is to try to restore the hydration of the disc, restore, pull the bulges in, bring in fluid into the disc, expand the space, take the pressure off the nerve. And the machine that is created is not a just, it's not a chiropractic treatment. It's actually a medical device that's created, and we're certified to do it. And so I got my training from him, from Dr. Yeah. Dyer, who's the one who invented this whole thing.
So do you, and again, this man's story just grabbed me the other day, because again, he came to me, I didn't go to him, he wanted me to know that he was getting help. Do you hear this often, that
all
patients come to you that have been through other chiropractic treatment, but they really didn't get long-lasting results, and now they're finding relief from pain? Do you hear that often?
All the time, all the time. And I just make sure that people understand that even chiropractic adjustment is very helpful. I receive chiropractic myself. I get other doctors that takes care of me. So there is validity to the chiropractic adjustment, and there's place for it. But when the disc is degenerated, do you have to focus on restoring the health of that disc? Unless you do that, you're talking about this, from time to time, visit to visit, and finally the patients, when the adjustment that we used to do a while back would be helpful, now is no longer helpful, the patients have no choice but go have surgery. And thankfully, we're able to prevent people from having to have unnecessary surgeries. So that's why we focus on the disc. And actually, I won't treat anybody unless I have an MRI to see what's really going on with the disc, to see what is actually going to happen, whether the person qualifies for decompression therapy or doesn't qualify for decompression. Decompression is not for everybody, but the majority of people will need it.
Well, I'm beginning to learn the difference. I'm a slow learner, but like Dr. Gers, you know this. It was like 2 weeks ago. I did something. I don't know what I did, but I put something out my back under my shoulder blade. I was just in terrible pain because I did something. And I came to you not for the decompression therapy, but for a chiropractic adjustment. And I immediately received relief.
Yeah.
Tell me why I got immediate relief from that, and chiropractic care was appropriate for that, but not for the bulging disc or whatever. Does that make sense?
Right.
Does my question make sense?
Absolutely. Your condition required my chiropractic adjustment, did not require decompression therapy, because it was a misalignment issue. You did something, but what happens, you put pressure on the joint. In your case was the rib head. The rib was slipped out of position, causes the irritation and the inflammation that you had. And then once we put that rib head back in place and was able to glide in the correct position, then that was sufficient. So we don't need to do the compression for that. A chiropractic adjustment is plenty adequate for that. And so there is place for the adjustment. But when the disc is damaged, you have to do a whole lot more to address it more aggressively and restore the health and prevent it from continuing to get worse. And that's really the amazing. We take pre and post. We take a picture before and we take a picture after. And it's amazing to see the difference.
Yeah,
and the people are even surprised when they see how the disc changed
And I am a testimony of that, because I've had the decompression therapy. I've seen the pictures. And it's amazing. Yeah. Folks, listen to me. Don't go on in pain. You owe it to yourself to check out backpainreliefohio.com. That's the website for Dr. Kerry Gerges, backpainreliefohio.com, or call the office at 614-890-3500. 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, I always learn so much when I have you on the air, and I hope our listeners are learning as well, because I know that there are many listening in my audience right now that you could help, And I want them to reach out to you. I want them to call you because I want them to experience the kind of pain relief that I have experienced and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of your patients have experienced. So thank you, and thank you for being with us today.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I read this article and thought, what are they thinking? Do they not understand human nature at all? And the answer to that question is No, they don't understand human nature. Who am I talking about? Well, in this case, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. They are taking an important vote tomorrow. Now, just real quick, I talk to you all the time about the importance of world view. The biblical worldview understands that man is fallen. Man has a fallen, wicked, evil nature. Unless that fallen, wicked, evil nature is restrained by law, courts, judges, etc., it will run straight down the toilet. That is human nature. That's why we have laws and judges and police and armies to restrain man's fallen nature. A biblical worldview, or that's a biblical worldview. A secular humanist worldview says that man is inherently good. If it's religious people who hold to that worldview, well, we're all created in the image of God, and therefore we have a little spark of divinity in us, and all we need to do is be encouraged, given a little more money, blah, 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 blah. Here is an illustration that the liberal left, politically or theologically, has no clue about the nature of man. Here is the headline. Los Angeles County eyeing guaranteed income pilot program for 150 youths. Yeah. Here's the story. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors will vote Tuesday on a three-year pilot program to provide $1,204 per month to 150 county residents aged 18 to 24. Okay? The vote comes more than 2 months after the supervisors voted to approve proposals for a pilot guaranteed income program and directed staff to report back on implementation. Board Chair Hilda Sola said, "We have the blueprint to launch a guaranteed basic income program among a sample population that has not only been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, but has historically faced economic and social inequities." Among other things, she said, "I look forward to seeing this pilot program developed and implemented to serve as a model for how the county can continue to serve the immediate needs of our most vulnerable residents." You see, with the liberal left, the answer is always give them money. What about teaching and training? No, give them money. Well, they're probably in that condition because they're in a dysfunctional family. There's probably no father in the home. But just give them money. Well, what about strengthening the family unit? No, no, no. Just give these young people money. Wouldn't it be better to get a job for them so that they could have at least some self-pride? They're actually earning money? Well, no. We'll just give them money. Continuing, county staff would also ensure that receiving the income, you ready for this, would not affect participants' ability to receive their current general relief benefits. So this $1,000 a month plus is going to go to people who are already on welfare. And these are young people. These are young, able-bodied boys and girls who could work. Now, do you really think an 18 to 25-year-old that's already getting welfare, and then the county comes and says, we're going to give you an additional $1,000 every single month for the next 3 years. How many of those kids do you really think are going to go out and say, you know what, I don't think I want government assistance. I would rather work, you know that I'm accomplishing something? In their discussions on the issue in May, the supervisors declared that poverty and economic opportunity are public health issues and called for a new approach to address a growing wealth gap. A growing wealth gap. Well, now, the common sense approach to the growing wealth gap would be better training, better skills, better jobs. No. The left says, well, we'll eliminate the wealth gap by giving the poor more money. Quote, as we endeavor to create a more resilient economy, we must explore guaranteed income and other measures of poverty alleviation as permanent county policy, not just an emergency measure. Again, quoting, we must fundamentally shift the idea that people who face financial insecurity have somehow failed, and instead recognize that it is the inequity and lack of access built into our economy and government assistance programs that have failed us. Can I interpret that for you? The government of Los Angeles County is telling poor young people, it's not your fault, it's the government's fault. You have no responsibility whatsoever. And you are not smart enough to survive without us. You're just too dumb. You've got to have the government. You can't get along yourself. Most people with a lick of common sense know that is absolutely going to destroy those young people. It is not going to help them.